the agricultural reforms which started in China in 1978 are likely to go down as one of the more important events in human history. These reforms move China away from a system of collectivism toward a greater reliance on individual responsibility and private property rights. Since the Communist Revolution, agricultural productivity had not done so well in China. The land actually had been more productive in 1949 than it was in 1978. During the late 1950s, during the so-called Great Leap Forward, it's estimated that possibly as many as 30 million Chinese died of starvation. In part, it was that collectivism took away the incentive to grow food, but another problem is that when there were shortages of food in some parts of the country, there was no commercial incentive to ship food supplies to places where people really needed something to eat. Before the reforms of 1978, a rural farm was typically run by a collectivized commune. A collective bureaucracy was in charge of the farm, but there weren't actually many incentives for farmers to either work hard or work smart. The return of a farmer was determined by how many days of work that farmer was measured as having put into the farm. But of course, there are many ways of having a day of work recorded on the books without either working very hard or working very smart. The incentives for value creation simply weren't there. One ray of light came in this Chinese village in eastern China in December 1978. 18 of the local farmers met in the largest house in the village. I won't attempt the pronunciation of the name of the village, which is in a tonal language. In any case, the farmers agreed to break the law by dividing the land, taking it away from collective ownership, and turning it into individual family plots. Each plot would be worked by an individual family, and the return from that land would also be kept by that family. This was against the law, and actually the farmers were risking execution or being thrown into prison. The farmers also made an agreement that if any of them were killed or taken away, the other families would help raise their children. But this village really knew just how important agricultural productivity was. For instance, when Chinese agriculture had hard times between 1958 and 1960, 67 villagers out of 120 actually died in this village alone. These 18 local farmers knew that something had to change. Productivity rose immediately. Of course, the local Communist Party authorities opposed such a move, but very rapidly other villages followed and did the same thing. Shortly thereafter, the leaders of China decided that they would reform agriculture as a whole. New private incentives were introduced throughout all of Chinese agriculture. Formally, it was still the case that the collectivity owned the land, but in practice, any returns from the land above a certain amount were kept by the individual farmer as an enforceable property right. Immediately, farmers began working harder, and they also began working smarter. The reforms also got rid of the idea of regional self-sufficiency for the Chinese economy, so it was no longer the case that each region had to produce enough of each crop for its needs. Rather, regions could specialize in what they produced more effectively, and there now would be transport and trade across regions. Over the next 6 years, output in the Chinese agricultural sector increased by over 61%, and this was largely due to these reforms. The idea of the empty rice bowl is now very much part of China's past. China is the world's second largest economy, may soon be the world's largest economy, and it has seen what is possibly the longest and most impressive streak of economic growth in the history of mankind. If we are to pinpoint this Chinese turnaround as starting with any single individual event, it really would have to be the agricultural reforms of the late 1970s. Those reforms worked. They boosted agricultural productivity, they essentially ended starvation in China, and they led to a bigger and larger turnaround of the economy of the entire country. For more on this episode, you can read these articles and Google this term.